Proclamation number 0427 of 22nd of May, 1938. Undermining the teaching of Christ. The Lord's vision goes far ahead, and the threads of fate run together everywhere into eternity. Put the axe to the roots of a tree, and you inevitably have to cut down the whole tree. And in the same way, a whole building will collapse if you would break down the foundation walls. And where work is constantly being done to undermine the building of God, which is the teaching of Jesus Christ, there the whole of humanity must inevitably perish, because eternal life is based on this teaching alone. What once the Lord and Master clearly expressed to mankind was the constant commandment to follow all his teachings. During the time when he walked on earth, his teachings accompanied and supported countless miracles and gave the unbelievers visible knowledge of the fact that God's being in supreme power hid himself in the human shell of Jesus and spoke through it to the people. A work as powerful as the teachings revealed to mankind through Jesus could never be the work of a human. The divine power of his words, combined with the deepest love for the people, testifies to the fact that it was the Lord himself who spoke to the people. And such a work, the Word of God, which existed from eternity and will remain in eternity, shall now be destroyed through the will of man. The world itself will rather fall apart before mankind would accomplish this. And where someone nevertheless wants to lend a hand and will try to tackle the work of destruction, there he will rob himself of the vital nerve and slowly perish both psychologically and physically. For would you then fight against the Lord with your own hands and not be defeated? Like false friends, you will be advised by those who think they are justified in having an enlightening effect on this earthly life. These are themselves so selfish beyond all measure that they also seek their own benefit in this striving. That they themselves presumptuously issue commandments in an unmistakably calculating sense. That they furthermore selfishly want to make people understand that God himself never gives himself to the earthly beings to recognize, except through the visible activity of nature. A people spiritually impressed like this, rendering the connection of God with humans through Jesus Christ only credible in such a way, will be robbed of the power of their own will, and the energy of this people would be weakened for unforeseeable times. However, this view will presently not allow for unlimited power, for the people would rather keep the commandments of God in mind if they believe. And they would live strictly according to them. But this would then be a disadvantage for the earthly rulers who want to dominate everything. It would set a sure limit to their power. They therefore seek to present all divine work as an earthly illusion in order to campaign against it. According to divine counsel, divine teaching must endure this admission in order to rise again purified and with renewed strength, and to assert itself all the more strongly in distant future times. And whoever shall lay hands on the Word of God, shall perish in body and soul. But his Word will remain unchanged until all eternity. Amen.